America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
And I'm Cara DeFalco.
We continue our conversation with fashion specialist Peter Berta.
Can I, if I can?
Yes.
Please.
Can I mention my pet peeve?
Yes.
Go ahead. Give us a pet peeve.
Yes. What not to do?
When women wear short tops with leggings, cover your backside.
Yeah.
Because it looks like when you do that, it looks like you left the house and forgot to put pants on.
Yeah. Especially
always,
when you're 50.
Always,
yeah, so.
Right. You always cover your backside.
Okay.
That's one of the, it's just from a proportion standpoint, it's all wrong. Everything is wrong about
yeah.
that. The other thing is, speaking to proportion, watch your proportion. So if you wear something skinny on the bottom, wear something oversized on top. If you wear something wider on the bottom, wear something fitted on top.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go wide because you'll just look big and oversized.
Then you'll just look wide.
Like a Christmas tree. Yeah, exactly.
Honey, you look like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. Why?
Right, yeah. Exactly. And then my third pet peeve for women is wear the correct undergarment. And especially, this is what breaks my heart. When I see women walking down the street and you can actually see that they look like they're wearing a harness because they're just not simply wearing the right size bra.
Yeah.
Go get fitted for a bra. I'm telling you, go get fitted for things. Go have things tailored. It will make you look a million times better. You will feel so much more comfortable in your clothes. And it just, everything will lay right.
That is a great point. There are people that you walk down the street, you can actually look at and kind of decipher the hooks and all the metal stuff in the bra underneath the clothing. That's never good because she looks like she's ready to jump out of a plane and pull a cord somehow and save herself. It's not good. It's a terrible look. You're so right.
It makes me feel terrible for them because they look like I feel uncomfortable.
Yes.
So I could just imagine what they feel like. Your clothes should not be uncomfortable. They should move with you. They should be, you're wearing them all day.
Right.
You shouldn't even be aware of them.
No, it's awful, and I feel so bad for these people, and you feel like they're like under some sort of court-ordered torture in some way, that they're being forced to wear all this ligature in public, and why? So, see, you are helping people all over the country. This is terrific.
My men's pet peeve, these drive me crazy. So, first of all, going back to what I said, tailor your clothes. Wear clothes that fit. If if you're a heavy set guy or if you've got a bit of a belly, if you wear a shirt that doesn't fit and it's so wide it's bunching out of your pants, you actually look like you weigh more than you do.
You look worse.
So by getting clothes tailored and having them actually fit you, you will actually look slimmer in them.
And that's a great point because I know guys that have a paunch, the whole thing. They think if they can go buy 5X shirts, they're fine and they're fooling the world. No, because they look like they're in a deflated circus tent and everybody knows what's going on in there anyway. You're not hiding anything because they have 6 necks. And the whole thing with the shirt, it's not addressing the issue anyway.
Right.
It's compounding the issue. You look like Fat Albert and it's not good.
Well, right. And, and the other thing, too, is that everybody, I'm a firm believer, everybody needs to be comfortable in their own skin.
Yeah.
And listen, if you're, and you are who you are. So if you're overweight or maybe, you don't have a six pack, own it. Own it and go with it. Just like guys that are losing their hair and they try so desperately with, the comb over, or they just, they have their
powders,
their hair on top, but they have all of their hair around the edge. Just own it. Shave it off. And bald and losing your hair is so in style right now.
Right.
No one's going to fault you for that. You're going to look awesome. Yeah, when it looks like you're grasping on to the last thread of something, that's when it really, really is obvious. And then the other thing for men...
Yeah.
Biggest pet peeve.
What?
That label when you buy a coat, like an overcoat, that label that's on the sleeve, take it off. You're not supposed to walk around with that label on your sleeve. I take the train into the city and commute all the time. And when I say, I actually almost feel compelled to walk up to them and say, I have a pair of scissors in my bag. Let me cut that off for you.
And one quick story before we go about that. I was such a bad father. My son had made his communion when he was 7. So we buy him a new suit. I take him to Sears to get his picture taken. Stupid dad forgets to cut that off. So there's his communion picture with the damn thing still sewn onto the
suit. With the label.
I got so much hell from my wife. Things haven't, things are still not right between me and her. I saw that is so true. Where were you like 5 or 6 years ago? I needed you in my life in so many different levels like years ago. It's amazing.
Just so you know, the reason why that label is there is why? For the store. It's for the retailer. Because suits, when you look at them from when they're hanging, all you do is see sleeves. But
yeah.
suits can look very similar. So it's just so when the when they're, you know, on the rack, they can tell, you know, these are all the same. Now, these are all either Ralph
the
Lauren
same brand.
Suits or all Calvin Klein suits. It's all the same brand. That's the only reason why that's there. But you're not supposed to walk around with it
no.
like that.
Not supposed to advertise that? Peter, thank you so much for
yes.
joining us today on America Weekend. Listen, folks, now you know what to do, what not to do. And, of course, we will have all of these tips for you up on our Facebook page as well. So be sure to check that out. More America Weekend coming up in just a bit from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Order in the court.
This is Attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Diane had just paid her fare on a city bus and was beginning to sit down when it pulled away from the curb. She fell and hurt her back, so she sued the city for her pain and injuries. But in court, the city proved that the bus was operating in a safe manner because the driver did not swerve dangerously away from the curb. Who do you think won this case? The final verdict after this.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Although it was proven that the driver didn't swerve dangerously, it is still the driver's duty to wait until Diane had a chance to sit down before moving the bus. Diane won, and that's the final verdict.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So does your child like to be tickled? Well, it can do wondrous bonding things. Here's what a physiological tickle is and the science of it. First, a tickle is any attempt to defend the body's vulnerable parts, and you can't tickle yourself. Well, maybe a little. Second, only when the tickler is perceived as harmless will a person enjoy a tickle. What's the cheap psychological trick? When you tickle your child, they trust you. They believe you. They believe you will not harm them. They are surrendering themselves to you. They laugh because they love you. Between parent and child, this is an inviolate trust. Do it right, and it can facilitate a lifetime of love and bonding. Do it wrong, cross the line, and a simple tickle can turn into a lifetime of separation. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.